Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A preliminary ceasefire agreement for Syria is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria. Kerry said Sunday fighting between the Syrian military and opposition groups could end within hours.
And I take nothing for granted about this. A cessation of hostilities, a hudnut, is possible over the course of these next hours.
But violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State group. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear front-runner for the Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election Saturday in the southern state of South Carolina. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic primary over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders, though, is not giving up.
We did phenomenally well with young people. Mm-hmm. I think we did well with working class people. Remember, we were taking on a candidate who ran in 2008. She knew Nevada a lot better than we did. She had the names of a lot of her supporters. So I'm proud of the campaign that we ran.
Senator Sanders appeared on the NBC News program Meet the Press. Voters in Niger are going to polls on Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Violent protests in northeastern India plunged the capital, New Delhi, into a water crisis. Haryana State had been the scene of a week of demonstrations by members of the rural Jat class. Jats are demanding federal and state benefits. The protests turned violent, including damage done to equipment that transports water to New Delhi. This is VOA News. London Mayor Boris Johnson broke with British Prime Minister David Cameron on Sunday, declaring he is joining the campaign calling for Britain's exit from the European Union.
The last thing I wanted was to go against David Cameron or the government. But after a great deal of heartache, I don't think there's anything else I can do. I will be advocating vote leave.
Johnson, one of Britain's most popular politicians, becomes the highest profile conservative to declare that Britain is best off exiting from the European Union. Mr. Cameron has set a June 23rd referendum on the issue. Here's the latest on the European struggle to process the ongoing flood of refugees and migrants. Greek police say Macedonia is turning away Afghan migrants at its border, but allowing other nationalities to enter. The Associated Press reports a Macedonian police spokeswoman denied the border was closed to Afghans. She blamed Serb restrictions. Serb officials, in turn, blamed Austria and Hungary. Bolivia is holding a referendum Sunday to decide whether to amend the constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. A growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of Mr. Morales after it was revealed his girlfriend's employer received lucrative government contracts. It was also revealed that the girlfriend and Morales had a baby in 2007 and that the baby died under unexplained circumstances. Five people were killed Saturday when a cyclone struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji. Authorities have deployed storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain. Uganda's main opposition leader is calling for continued protests against his detention and the country's disputed presidential election that saw President Yoweri Museveni remain in power. Kizza Besigye told reporters if the regime continues to detain him, he will call on people to protest. Zambian President Edgar Lungu says he will nominate a female vice presidential running mate for his re-election bid in the August 11th general election. Speaking to women's groups at a breakfast meeting in the capital, Lusaka, Lungu encouraged women to participate in the country's governance, including the upcoming general election. Authorities say they have detained a suspect in a shooting spree that left six people dead and two people wounded in the northern U.S. state of Michigan. The shootings took place late Saturday around the city of Kalamazoo. Police arrested 45-year-old Jason Dalton early Sunday in connection with the shootings. Police say he has no known criminal history. No motive is known for the shootings. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.